What is going on, everybody? It's the Milwaukee Metal Fest Music Show. I'm in the studio with Nick.
What's up?
Those of you who are on the Patreon know Nick and know that he's probably only heard about half of these bands. You have the sheet, so you can cheat and look at it.
Yeah.
And, well, nah, maybe over half. I mean, the first band, have you heard?
No.
All right, we're going to kick off the show with a Chicago band. This band is killer. I'm so stoked that they're playing Milwaukee Metal Fest. They're called Misfire. They're playing on the Friday. Are you going to come to Milwaukee Metal Fest?
Is that thing happening or no?
The jam? Josta Jam?
Yeah.
If it's happening, will you come?
Yeah, I think so.
Or if we do a live Patreon show or a Patreon meetup?
Yeah, I think we talked about it, no?
All right, good. Yeah, because your brother's coming. And I was thinking, I'm going to have to make you watch some of the bands, too. so that way, especially the ones that we've talked about on the Patreon. But this band, Misfire, Chicago-based thrash band, absolutely killer stuff. I love this song, and we're going to kick off the show with them. Everybody, make sure you take off work Friday and get there early. Maybe we'll do the Josta Jam early every day, and we'll just do like a different set every day and have different guests come out. And that way we get people in the door early to support all the bands. But this, not that this band needs us to get people in the door early, because they're right there in Chicago. Everybody's going to be stoked to see these guys. So let's kick off the Milwaukee Metal Fest music show with Misfire. Here they are with Red Flag. Killer thrash attack from Chicago's Misfire there. What did you think, Nick?
It's pretty rad.
Great, right?
Yeah.
The Friday is stacked with thrash. We got Violence, Misfire, fucking Dark Angel. I mean, you thought Saturday was stacked with Anthrax and Suicidal and Obituary. I think Friday is stacked. And we're going to announce another band for Friday, too.
Nice.
If I don't know if you want to make like a guess, but they're... Actually, no. We'll wait for next week's show before we start teasing okay. her. But you can go to Monarch Heavy, MNRKHeavy.com, and go to collections. You'll see the whole Misfire. They got that record, Symphony for the Ignorant. That's Red Flags off that record. You'll see they have it on cassette, vinyl. They got shirts up there. MonarchHeavy.com. Now we're going to switch gears slightly and go a little old school and play a band who's playing on Sunday with Lamb of God, Machine Head, The Halo Effect, Broken Hope, Gate Creeper, so many fucking bands. Unearth just got added. The band I'm talking about is Cephalic Carnage. Now, you've definitely heard Cephalic, right?
Yeah.
You've toured with Cephalic, with Toxic?
No, but we've been on fests.
With Toxic Holocaust and Cephalic together on the same stage or whatever?
Yeah.
Dude, Leonard has one of the fucking best voices in death metal. One of my favorites ever. We took him out on the Rise of Brutality tour, bro, like 20 years ago.
Holy shit.
19 years ago, yeah. Madball, Hate Eternal, Terror, Hatebreed, and Cephalic.
Did people like the kind of mismatch?
Dude, they loved it. It was great. That's, see, we've been doing this. Milwaukee Metal Fest, you know, always had hardcore on it. They had Murphy's Law, they had Agnostic Front, but they also had the death metal, the grind, the thrash, the black metal, the guttural, the fucking, you know, all the subgenres. But yeah, a lot of our tours have been like that too, and so it's been exciting putting together the bill and mixing it up so there's something for everybody. But this is just one of my favorite songs, probably my favorite song in their catalog, so let's check it out. Cephalic Carnage with Endless Cycle of Violence.
Oh.
how good is that? Cephalic is fucking badass. Still bangs after all these years. I hope that's in the set list.
And they're playing what day?
They're playing Sunday with Lamb of God, Halo Effect, Broken Hope.
Nice.
Fucking Dying Wish is on that day. On Earth is on that day. Machine Head. Mulder. Have you heard Mulder?
No.
Oh, Mulder is hard.
Is it like an X-Files thing?
Fox Mulder. So the next band is co-headlining Saturday night, Suicidal Tendencies. I've been looking at their set list for like the last 6-7 months. I was looking at the set list from the cruise, looking at the set list from their California show, and I'm always like, why don't they play Join the Army? So we need to fucking put something in the contract, or Mike, if you hear this, or Ben, if you shout out to Ben. Actually, the whole lineup is, I love this lineup of Suicidal. They sound fucking killer. And they're going crazy. How can you go that crazy and still play so tight? They're like amazing. How do they do it?
I see all those clips of them just like going ham on stage.
Diving off the PA. Yeah. They're so awesome. But so I'm really hoping that if I have any juice whatsoever, I can convince them to play this song, one of my favorite songs, a song that was there for me when I used to take the fucking Q bus to school, and I would listen literally through a fucking, what's that thing where it's like a cassette tape, but it only plays out of one side? It's like for, it was like for reporters to like do interviews with it, recorded and it played.
Yeah.
I used to have that before I could afford a Walkman.
It was like mono. It was like a mono earbud.
But I would listen to this with one fucking earphone. Join the Army hard. Check it out. Suicidal Tendencies.
Just doing my thing, you try to call it a game. Saw the way we look, and that's all that it took, that's all.
if you're going to shave your head and join the army, we might have to if we got nuclear war coming up. Yeah. Or do they say, fuck it, we don't care, just make sure you go, just go fight, we don't care what your hair looks like, or are they going to make you shave your head?
I mean, don't they have drones now?
Yeah, can't just send a drone, please. Well, if you do have to shave your head and join the army, use our promo code JASTA at manscaped.com. And today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. You'll save 20% off plus free shipping when you use the code JASTA, that's JASTA, is the code at Manscaped. Get the clippers, get the fucking nose hair. How's your nose hair? You need to trim up the nose hair?
I do it every Sunday. Got the thing.
You got the Manscaped? You need the Manscaped one. You won't fucking slice your nostril with it. It's like, great.
It's like part of my beard trimmer, so it's not Manscaped, but I got one.
All right, well, I might have to get you a Manscaped, and we'll have to do a compare. You have to do a review on the show. Manscaped.com, promo code JASTA for 20% off, plus free shipping, great clippers, great shampoo, conditioner, lip balm. I got all that Manscaped shit. I'm a whore for Manscaped. we're really switching gears here. A band that's playing Friday, and get your tickets, single day tickets at therave.com/metalfest. Dude, you saw this clip of him playing in the Czech Republic.
I already know what you're doing.
Putrid Piles, hard. Love Putrid Pile. This is one that would make Trevor really happy. Rest in peace, Trevor, when we were coming up with this crazy idea to bring back Milwaukee Metal Fest. Putrid Pile. He's the people's headliner. Right? Like, he's going to be the one that just people are going to be killing each other when he plays. Yeah. And he's on the same night as Dying Fetus, that bill is stacked. Crowbar, Friday, COC's on there, Midnight.
Oh, Midnight. Hell yeah.
Midnight Rips. And we got another surprise, but it's therave.com/metalfest for single day, 2-day or 3-day passes, and there's payment plans available. But please make sure you fucking pay your payment. If you're on the payment plan, pay that shit before March 1st. It's a short month. If you're listening to this on the 27th, make sure you make that payment, fool.
Layaway?
Yeah. Don't miss a payment, dog. All right, let's check it out. Putrid Pile, Drenched in Gasoline. We'll be right back. Fuck yeah. You can't wait. I'm making you watch Putrid Pile. You got to come and watch.
Well, I already watched them at that fest in Puerto Rico that he set up the little wooden stool and put his iPod on it or whatever the fuck he used.
And did the crowd fucking smash each other?
Oh, yeah.
It was great, right?
Yeah.
They love it.
It's awesome. And then we listened to it like the rest of the tour.
Yes. that rules. Shout out to Putrid Pile. See him Friday, May 26th at Milwaukee Metal Fest on the, dude, I'll put him on the fucking Eagles, right? Should I just put him on the main stage? I think it'd be better in the rave, get everybody packed in there, but I don't want to have like people spilling over and be like, what the fuck? We couldn't fit in there.
Yeah.
Because it's like I said, Putrid Pile's, I think he's the people's headliner. I love a people's headliner. Who were we saying?
Poison.
We were saying Poison was the people's headliner, but we don't want John 5 to hear that. We don't want him to be bummed.
Well, right? he wasn't in crew then.
Yeah, but his loyalty is to the crew. He'd be like, you can't say that. Motley Crue's the headliner. But yeah, but Poison was the people's headliner.
Well, they didn't have any backing tracks. It was all just...
You're riding for Poison. I love this.
Dude, like when I watch the clips, I'm like, it sounds like a band playing.
Yeah, and the crowd was going wild for him. And I will say this, I saw so many Poison shirts out in public right after that tour. I was like, they must have fucking killed in merch. Like when you're at the fucking bakery and the fucking chicken line is like wearing her Poison 2022 tour shirt, you're like, damn. Where did they play around here? People must have traveled like Foxborough or something to see them.
I think it was there, yeah.
Yeah, so, but this is not on the Patreon, dude. This is going out to the free feed. So.
But I saw clips with John 5 playing with crew, and you can hear John 5 like ad-libbing leads and shit, and it has that vibe again. It's like a live band playing.
Okay.
It's not just all the tracks.
All right. Yeah, so I know, because this is going out in the free show, and I don't want John to hear it, and I want him to come back on the podcast.
And come and find me and fight me.
He'll just come and shred you, just fucking solo right in your face. All right, we're getting off track here. I want to talk about this next band. They're fucking killer. They're from Florida. Actually, you know who put me onto these guys is Paulo from Trivium. Shout out to Paulo, because he's like, yo, are you gonna get any bands from Florida? Like, are you gonna get any smaller bands on the festival? And we're like, yeah, what's up? Check this band out. They're called MRSA. They're also going to be featured on our Milwaukee Metal Fest compilation. This is their track, and it's MRSA, like MRSA, like the shit you don't want to get when you're at the hospital.
No.
You know, I saw a kid who had that. It was bad. You don't want that shit.
Because if someone else touches it, they can get it too,
right?
Yeah.
It's like some cabin fever shit. But yep. This track is hard. Check it out. Here's MRSA with Crystal Lake. Right, don't go fucking camping at Crystal Lake.
No.
Fuck that. What about in Jason X when they're like, they see, how did they tie it together? They're like, they come back to Earth from space, and then they see like the Crystal Lake. It's right. How did it go? Do you remember? You never saw it. You never saw it, Nick. Never hear it, Nick.
I definitely saw that movie because I like all that shit.
Shout out to who did that movie? Todd Farmer. We've talked about this on the Patreon show, right?
I don't think so.
People break his balls on Twitter still about that movie, I think.
Really?
Yeah, but I think some of the kills were great.
I mean, isn't that why you would watch that movie?
Yeah. Like, you're not, it's not fucking supposed to be Citizen Kane.
Was it number three when he took the girl in like a sleeping bag and smashed her against the tree? I was like, that's the greatest ever.
Well, also with Jason X, they had like all the stupid one-liners, the funny shit. Like the guy falls on the screw and he's like, you know, you're screwed, he's screwed or whatever. But that was MRSA, M-R-S-A. Go to their YouTube. You'll see the subscribe to their YouTube page and catch them at Milwaukee Metal Fest. We'll post the date and the time of when they're playing very soon. We're going to have the schedules. Like, we're going to have the set times up probably over the next 2 weeks.
Nice.
Yeah. And so what we're thinking is maybe we're going to do some of the live podcasts like early in the day or the jam session earlier in the day. I'm telling everybody, get there early. Like, back in the day, you'd go in at like 11 a.m.
Is there going to be food and all that?
There's going to be food. There's going to be inside, outside. Nice. There's going to be vendors. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're even thinking about, besides adding like the live podcast, we're even thinking about adding some other types of entertainment, like maybe watch somebody paint and do, like, you know, when they do like those murals. Like, I thought, oh, how cool would it be if we could get somebody to paint live to some music? We might have some DJs, we might have some comedy. We're still figuring it all out, but we're gonna have a bunch of announcements soon. Let us know what you think of today's show. Drop us an email at jostashow@gmail.com, or you could hit up milwaukeemetalfest@gmail.com and let us know which tracks are your favorite, who you're looking forward to seeing most. And we're going to try to do one of these every week or every 2 weeks leading up to the festival. And I want to thank one of our sponsors who's going to be there vending, Indie Merch Store. Go to indiemerchstore.com after the podcast today. You can use code MMF23. I think we also have a Josta Show code. So if that doesn't work, just try Josta10 and you'll save 10% at indiemerchstore.com. And make sure you stop by and see their tent. They're going to have a fucking huge setup with all killer shit.
Nice.
Yeah. So always really grateful for Indie Merch Store's support. IndieMerchStore.com. Use the promo code MMF23. Now we're going to hear a band who's just fucking, everybody is stoked to see. They're playing Friday. Deeds of Flesh. Right now, this is off their 2020 album, Nucleus. This is the title track featuring John Gallagher from Dying Fetus on guest vocals, and Matt Satello from Decrepit Birth does a guest solo. Check it out. Over here. Nucleus from Deeds of Flesh, who are playing on the Friday, May 26th, the opening night of Milwaukee Metal Fest with Dying Fetus, Putrid Pile. That fucking dude, it's gonna be sick.
Yeah.
And they're like beloved in fucking, is that how you say it? Beloved?
I've heard both. But
the pronunciation police will come after me. But they're like part of the whole Milwaukee Metal Fest history. Rest in peace, Eric, who obviously, you know, created something amazing with both Deeds of Flesh and Unique Leader, who we've been supportive of on the podcast for years and years. Since I started the podcast, they have so many killer bands. But yeah, the Deeds crew is going to be out there on the Friday. Get your single day tickets at therave.com/metalfest. And I can't wait to hear new stuff from them as well. But yeah, it's gonna be killer to have them on that night. And John, maybe, who knows? Maybe John Gallagher will go out and fucking play that song with them.
That would be cool.
Speaking of John Gallagher, there's another John Gallagher on the show, but they're playing on Saturday. Legendary British heavy metal band, Raven. Are you down for Raven, bro?
Yes.
You better be. Are you down to go to Metal City right now?
Yes.
Fuck yeah. All right, so let's check out John Gallagher, the other John Gallagher, and his band, the legendary Raven, playing Saturday, May 27th. Here they are with Metal City.
Stubbornly, we found our way.
Fuck yeah, Raven with Metal City switching it up.
Going for that painkiller high note at the end.
He's still got it. His voice still sounds amazing.
That's cool.
So it's so great. You know that Mike from Fear Factory is also in Raven, and he's going to do triple duty on Saturday?
That's crazy.
Malignancy, Raven, and Fear Factory. We're going to have to do a special fucking Calves of Steel.
Is he not on the tour with them right now, though? Isn't Pete from Havoc on tour with Fear Factory?
That's a good question. I'll have to check. I'm not sure, but I know he's going to be playing at Milwaukee Metal Fest with
us. Nice.
Triple duty. We're going to have to do a special, like, limited shirt from Calves of Steel. Yo, bro, send us a picture of your calves. You're going to be fucking... We're going to have, like, a massage therapist backstage for his legs and his fucking...
Jesus.
Right? To do all three sets. Progressive technical death metal with...
In the same day.
Yeah.
Oh.
Triple duty. John Denai is doing double duty with Anthrax and Shadows Fall. Mike Keller's doing triple duty with Raven, Fear Factory, and Malignancy. Legends. Two fucking legends. But yeah, that was Raven. Dude, you know, now that we have Raven on the Saturday, I'm like, can we get Anvil? That would be sick, right?
That would be amazing.
Do we have to call Lips right now? Be like, Lips, you gotta play the same day as Raven and Anthrax. Please.
Yeah.
Yes, I know we already have too many bands on Saturday, but if I don't care. I'll sell everything I have on Depop just to fucking, go to my Depop. I'm actually, seriously, thinking I'll sell everything just to break. They'll be like, you're over budget, dude. You're crazy. Like, it's too risky. I don't care. Book Anvil. Make it happen. All right, let's play. Oh, shout out to Connecticut. We got Connecticut in the house. They're going to play on Sunday. This band is going to play on Sunday. Shout out to Christian from this band who's
Opus.
Been. Oh, shout out to Mind Snap, doing a great job helping us put together the compilation for Milwaukee Metal Fest, The Return. And Christian is great. He provides an amazing service. He booked a whole Raven tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did, yep.
He's done a ton of stuff. He did the Generation Kill tour. Dead by Wednesday's killing it with this video. Have you seen the video? It's got Legos.
With the Legos, yeah.
They're great. Check it out. Here's Dead by Wednesday, Mars in Exile. Shout out to Connecticut coming to Milwaukee Sunday with Lamb of God, Machine Head, Unearthed, Cephalic.
Nice.
That was Dead by Wednesday with Mars in Exile. Go check out the video. It's killer. It's literally like that had to have cost a fucking fortune to do that video. Because it's stop and go, right?
I don't know if you can make like a Lego guy in some type of like AI and then they move it around for you.
I don't think so. I think they're doing that with photos or something.
Oh my God.
But whoever did it did a great job. We should have probably gave him a shout out here on the show, but go to the video and tell them Josta and Nick sent you. And we have a Patreon where we can, you know, say other things about the festival that we won't say on the free feed because we give away some leaks here and there, right?
Yeah.
We say what happens on Patreon stays on Patreon. But you can check out patreon.com/Josta and let us know again what your favorite tracks from today's show are. And if you have any requests, we're not going to roll out too many more bands unless, of course, we get Anvil on the phone.
Yeah.
We get Lips on the podcast. That would be sick. But we want to know set list requests. You know, a lot of these bands have either skipped Milwaukee on their recent tours or they've played like nearby and people made trips.
Yeah.
For instance, Anthrax, you know, we played with them in La Crosse and then I think they just played Green Bay, but they've yet to go to Milwaukee. So it's like, bro, you gotta switch the set list up for Milwaukee Metal Fest.
Yeah.
So get us your Anthrax set list request so we can punish Scott Ian and Joey Belladonna.
Joey more than Scott.
Be like, Joey, you have to fucking play different songs at Milwaukee Metal Fest, bro. Hook us up.
Yeah.
And this is your request, right? Like, you want them to play this one?
Oh, I love this song.
All right, you going to try to hit the post? Here on Johnson 99, are we going to try to hit the post or does this one come right in? You want to give it an intro?
No, there's no post to hit, unfortunately, because Scott starts.
Oh, right, he starts talking. This is the song they played on Married with Children. All right, give an intro.
Wait, me?
Yeah.
I just saw this last week on Facebook. my buddy posted it, the clip of Anthrax on Married with Children and Scott Ian knocks a bunch of shit over with his flying V.
And it made us think, you know what? They don't put this in the fucking set list enough.
They could just play the intro for this and get a huge pit. And, you know what I mean? It's a banger.
I know what you mean. All right. Let us know what we're about to hear.
I'm the man. Wow.
Don't play the man.
I'm the worst radio intro guy. Anthrax in my world.
Check it out.
We'll be right back.
Dude, they better put that in the set list for Milwaukee Metal Fest.
Yes.
And then bring out some fucking deep cuts, too. Some different shit that we haven't heard in a minute. Let us know. JostTheShow at Gmail, or you could hit up Milwaukee Metal Fest at Gmail. But they got fucking thousands of emails over there. They'll probably be like, what did you do? Why did you say that on the free show? Like, there's already enough fucking emails over there. They got a lot of work to do going through all those. But listen, if you enjoyed any of these tracks, hit us up, let us know, and let us know if you got your tickets. Go to therave.com/metalfest for single day, 2 day, or 3 day passes, and there's payment plans. But just don't fucking miss a payment if you're on a payment plan. If you're listening to this today or tomorrow, it's a short month. Make sure you get that payment in by, I think, March 1st, right?
And then what happens?
I don't know. I don't know how it works. But I'm always like, whenever I'm on a payment plan for anything, I'm always like, pay that shit early.
Yeah.
So let's thank our sponsor, Century Media Records. You can go to centurymedia.store. Right now you can get the new Sanguasugabog. They're playing on Sunday with Lamb of God, Machine Head, Cephalic.
Nice.
You can also... hopefully by the time you're hearing this, if not, you can pretty soon. You can also probably pre-order the next band we're going to play, The Mighty Unearth. They are fucking back on the attack. Buzz, Phipsy, and the crew with their new single. It's a banger. Check it out. This is Unearth with The Wretched, The Ruinous.
Show.
like they're already at the fest.
That shit was hard. I like the Mongolian part at the end there. That shit's great. Yeah, check them out on Sunday, May 28th with Lamb of God, Machine Head, The Halo Effect, Broken Hope, Cephalic Carnage, Sanguisugabog, and so many other bands. And big thanks to our sponsor, Century Media. Go to centurymedia.store. Sorry, we don't have a promo code. Who knows? Maybe they'll give us one. But there will be an Unearthed pre-order any day now. Just keep checking that shit. In the meantime, go fucking get that Coke bottle clear and red Sanguisugabog vinyl before it's sold out. Everybody was talking about them after we played them on the Patreon show.
Oh, really?
That shit's hard. Sanguisugabog, bro, you got to get down with the bog.
Even Howard said he was
feeling
checking
it.
Them out.
Howard Jones, shout out to Howard Jones. He's going to be on our next movie podcast as per usual, but unfortunately we watched another Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, so people get upset when we watch too much JCVD.
Why?
I think people want us to do different movies besides JCVD, but we're all about that fucking, those splits, them splits. Patreon.com/Josta. Normally these music shows are monthly on there, and we have a ton of other shows, including the Weekly Metal Roundup, where we give all sorts of, information out that probably we shouldn't.
Yeah, and then also like stuff that's upcoming with albums that you're doing and that
you're working on.
Then the tour diary stuff when you're out with Hatebreed.
Yep. We got a ton of content on patreon.com/Josta, but we appreciate you listening today, and let us know again what your favorite tracks have been. Right now we're going to check out a band. Actually, this is a great song and a great band, and they have a guest on this who's also a guest vocalist on this who's also going to be playing at the festival. I'm talking about Squid Hammer, and this is their track Damned, Jaded, and Doomed, featuring Steven from Toxic Ruin and Leighton from Macabre. You can't mix those up, right? Because it's two different bands.
Yes.
MICABER is not to be confused with MACARBER, which I don't know if they're pronounced similarly or not. The pronunciation police can hit me up at jostashow@gmail.com.
On our Patreon after you pay.
Yes. Yeah, because we're not a fucking answering service. Squid Hammer rules. Check them out. Here they are with Damned, Jaded, and Doomed. Squid Hammer right there. Check them out on Friday, May 26th. And that song features Stefan from Toxic Ruin. Maybe they'll do the song together. They'll do a live collab at Milwaukee Metal Fest. That could be cool. They're both playing. I think they're both playing on the Friday. Therave.com/Metal Fest. And we are almost to the end of the show.
Yeah, we got one more.
We got one more before we're out of here. Another one featuring John Gallagher from Dying Fetus. Not John Gallagher from Raven.
And not Gallagher, the guy that hits the watermelons.
No, who, I don't know if you heard, but I think his brother like took his identity and started performing as him or something.
Yeah.
Is there a documentary that we could see about Gallagher?
Like, I feel like there was one. It's got to be on like Amazon or something.
Hit me up if there is. I need to see this and see if this is for real. If Gallagher's brother really took over the Gallagher comedy show. I don't know. What was the show? Was he stand-up and then he would smash watermelons at the end? Or was it just performance art and he's just smashing shit?
He had comedy, yeah.
Well, I can't wait to get to the bottom of this mystery. And if you could ever do a song with John Gallagher from Dying Fetus, who's also playing on Friday. If John Gallagher guests, it's going to have to be with Deeds of Flesh because Frozen Soul is playing on Saturday, unfortunately. And I think Dying Fetus has to fly to play a different show. But regardless, check out Frozen Soul on Saturday. They fucking rule. And this new song is a banger. Featuring John Gallagher of Dying Fetus fame. Here they are with Morbid Effigy. fucking killer. I love the production. His vocals are more out front now.
Yeah, sounds a lot better.
Sounds great. And John Gallagher always always increases the quality of any track he's on.
The most relaxed death metal guy backstage. He's totally, so quiet and nice.
Totally relaxed.
Yeah.
Well, we hope you have enjoyed today's show, and thank you to everyone who's got the thousands and thousands of people who've got their tickets already for Milwaukee Metal Fest. You guys are my fucking heroes. You rule, and we can't wait for Memorial Day weekend. You will probably see Nick there at some point, whether it's doing the live podcast or doing the Josta Jam, which we haven't announced yet, but we'll see what happens.
Yes.
We'll figure it out. I would like to just open the show. It's very low pressure. Right? Play like in the rave bar, like nice tight, like the old days, like where Hatebreed played in Milwaukee Metal Fest fucking 20 something years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, if you like today's show, JostaShow@gmail.com or MilwaukeeMetalFest@gmail.com. Well, don't expect a response from me either, because they're both overflowing with fucking spam and other issues that we have. But patreon.com/Josta. Thank you to our sponsors. Go to centurymedia.store. Get the new Sangosugaba. Get the new Unearth as soon as those pre-orders drop. Thank you to Manscaped. Manscaped.com. Use the promo code JOSTA. You'll save 20% off plus free shipping. Of course, IndieMerchStore.com. They're going to be at the fest vending. Nick will be there buying fucking Cannibal Corpse shirts. What do you need? You need another. You can never have too many black shirts in your collection.
That's all I have. Ugh.
So maybe you need like a Heather Gray or like a white Cannibal, like the Bleeding. Or
yeah, white.
You need a white death metal shirt.
That would be good.
That's coming back, I think, the white death metal shirt. Or the blue, or that's too like, that's too wacky. Will you do like a royal blue?
I do blue.
All right.
With white ink.
Well, go to IndieMerchStore.com. Use my promo code JOSTATON or MMF23, I think works too. MMF23. IndieMerchStore.com. And then, of course, martyrstore.net. You'll see we got Corpse Grinder signed vinyl. I wish Corpse Grinder could play at Milwaukee Metal Fest.
That would be awesome.
That would have been awesome. We'll have to save him for 2024. But sign up to the Patreon. You can hear a story behind the song. Maybe you'll hear a demo or two off the new Corpse Grinder. That's not going to come out till next year.
We heard a couple this morning.
Bangers that we're working on. You'll hear the new Ripper that we're going to be working on, the new Josta. There's a ton of stuff. Ton of extra content over at patreon.com/Josta. But martyrstore.net for meet and greets for Milwaukee Metal Fest. I think the Fear Factory ones are up. The Unearth ones are up. I think Dying Fetus meet and greets are up too. Martyrstore.net. All the links will be in the show notes. We love you all. Thank you all. Drink your coffee, do your push-ups, listen to death metal. Bye-bye.
Executive producers Jake Olszewski, Ben Lee, AJ Lewis, Garrett Keeping, Dan Smith, Nick Torito, JJ Hernandez, Joe Bartovic, Jason Jarvis, Chris Larice, Alex Smolin, Todd McKee, John Blewett, Richard Miller, Kyle Marg, Nate Leffingwell, Morgan Costner, Mark Tagg, Zapagor Waikato, Niall Scollard, Kathy D'Ambrosio, Justin Steven, Jack Flanders, the Pit Commander, Andy Wilson, Jeffrey Kuhn, Kimo Humalamaki, Jonathan Metis, Brandon Cooper, Matthew Jankowskis, Jamie Kutcher, Ryan Underkoffler, Matt West, Ryan Maurice, Chad Green, Dallas Hendricks, Jacob Ahrensberg, Kenneth Moore, Kona Butterflies, Stephen Helm, Richard McIntosh, Jeff Stevenson, Ryan Williams, Larry Tooley, Dallas Bolin, Brian St., Nathan Rex Madrid, Cameron Hendricks, Scandalous Official, Joe Motson, Let's Talk Resident Evil, Andrew Chase, Guy on the Couch, Chris Winchester, Antonio Reyes, Joe Otson, Dustin Stone, Lee Walker, Ryan Levson, John Henkes, Robert Bushaw, Troy Seal, Mark Horror Armenta, Jay Liberston, Nick Fowler, Mike Horgan, Emma Horgan, Arnarok, Patrick King, Oscar Brummett, Stacy Steineke, Fernando Somoza, Patrick O'Brien, Dominique Zimmer, Ryan Sanders, Lara Snyder, Daniel Burke, Milwaukee Metal Sausage, Adam Voss, Adam Mecklenburg,